At first sight, this picture might be mistaken for a work of science fiction. Soberly dressed Victorian men and women strolled calmly through a landscape dominated by huge reptiles. The animals themselves eye each other suspiciously. One rears up from a stretch of water as though to attack the monster on the facing bank. In fact, these giants can still be seen today. They're full-scale recreations of dinosaurs, made in 1854 for the education and entertainment of the British public by the naturalist and artist Benjamin Waterhouse Hawkins. Jane Munro.
Hawkins is a fascinating character. At Crystal Palace in Sydenham, he recreated what he called this geological walk, which took visitors back through geological time and the life that was found on Earth at that time by recreating these sculptures of different kind of dinosaurs or terrible lizards, as they were called, from the 1830s.
It was Hawkins who had made the drawings of reptiles for Darwin's book, The Zoology of the Voyage of the Beagle. Darwin had sent home the remains of prehistoric creatures from the expedition, and they proved central to his subsequent theories.
The fossilised remains were part of his proof-gathering exercise to sustain the notions of the age of the Earth. They were found in certain layers of geological rocks or sediment. You could gather that there was life on Earth from that period and what kind of life that was. And from that, he evolved his idea that, in fact, all animals, including humans, evolved from a marine creature.
Unlike Darwin, Hawkins saw in dinosaurs the hand of God. He explained that his aim in making the models was to call up from the abyss of time and from the depth of the earth those vast forms and gigantic beasts which the Almighty Creator designed with fitness to inhabit and precede us in possession of this part of the earth called Great Britain.